listening to St Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.
Hello, St Andrew's Primary and Nursery Radio listeners. My name is Ava McKee from Primary 7.
And my name is Dean Riley from Primary 7.
Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome Mr Murray, the North Lanarkshire Chief Executive.
Mr Murray is a former pupil of St Andrew's Primary who has gone on to work for the council and become the Chief Executive in charge of all things North Lanarkshire. This includes housing, roads, schools, health and social work. It's a big job. He was appointed in September 2018, having previously been Assistant Chief Executive of Enterprising and Housing.
Welcome, Mr Murray. It's a great privilege to have you in our school today. How do you feel coming back into the building after all those years?
It's very strange. I'm 48 now, so the last time I was in this school would have been over 36 years ago. So some of it hasn't actually changed that much. I can remember some of the classes that I used to go to when I was a pupil, and seeing the building brings back lots and lots and lots of good memories from what is a fantastic primary school.
What are the main differences you noticed since you were a boy at this school?
Well, I noticed that the football park isn't getting used because I believe there's some water on it, so we need to try and get that fixed for you, eh? So you can play. And I also see that the school has some new buildings, albeit they've been here nearly 20 years, but for me that's new, because when I was here, it was wooden huts, so a lot has changed in terms of the school. But the gym hall, the Janny's room, the canteen, the classrooms, it all looks the same.
From looking at the pictures from you were in Primary 4, we see that you didn't wear uniforms, so I've got you a little something here that you can wear to your next meeting. If you would just like to open it and tell our listeners what you got.
So thank you very much. I've just been given a silver box, and inside is a St Andrew's Primary School tie. Come follow me. That's a wonderful gift. That takes me back to being a boy again, back at the school. Thank you very much for that lovely, lovely gift.
You're welcome.
I hear there are a few people working here that actually went to school with you, including Miss Beekman and Mrs Wood. We tried to dig into some of your past secrets, but they all said you were lovely.
I think they've probably just been nice. When I was at school, I was like any young boy, or indeed I'm sure any young girl. You get up to lots of things, some of it good, most of it good, but sometimes you get in a little bit of trouble. It's all about when you get into trouble, learning from it and obviously not making the same mistake again. But that doesn't mean you can't have some fun and enjoy yourself. And some of the friends that you meet at school, at primary school, some of the people you live beside, they'll be friends throughout your whole entire life. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have.
We are really proud to know you once came to our school and you have been so successful in your career. We are always interested in career paths and different jobs. Can you tell our listeners what you did when you left school that led you to your job today?
When I left school, I went to St Margaret's after St Andrew's, and I wanted to be an artist, believe it or not. I liked to draw, and I was accepted into the Glasgow School of Art. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, and I started working with what was once called Strathclyde Regional Council. It was my first experience of working with other people and actually earning some money, and it became a fantastic opportunity. I then went back to school, I went back to college and university. Some of the things that I hadn't learned at school, I had to try harder and do again, and I ended up picking up two different degrees. I joined the Navy for a little time. I then started working in areas like construction and building and works and housing, and get very interested in how things like that can make a difference to how people live, better homes, better schools, and have never looked back. And all my time through my days with what was Strathclyde Regional Council, South Lanarkshire Council, and now North Lanarkshire Council, I've never forgotten that I came from Wynne Hall or that I went to St Andrew's Primary.
Our school offers lots of after-school clubs and opportunities to learn out with the building itself. We were delighted to have recently received our second Gold Sports Award. Our clubs have helped lots of children participate in new sports, hobbies and interests. What hobbies and interests do you have?
Well, if I start with sports, when I was at St Andrews, I used to have a BMX bike. So I used to always love to cycle everywhere. Now I'm a wee bit older, I like to mountain bike, so I still like to cycle lots of places. I go up to places like Aviemore and down to the coast, the Aire, down to the beach, and try and do as much cycling as I possibly can. But I also love music. Because I'm getting a little bit older, I can remember music from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the noughties, and now the teens. So I even like Drake and 21 Pilots and things like that. Lots of different music that I like to listen to.
So what type of music would you like to be played after your... What's your favourite song that you want to be played after your interview?
Oh, probably Stressed Out by the 21 Pilots because of the job that you have.
That's fine. Our vision in St Andrews forms our smart vision hand and shapes everything we do. We hear your vision forms the words we aspire for North Lanarkshire. In our research, we found you were quoted to have said, "It's essential we continue to make North Lanarkshire a place where people can live, work, learn, invest and visit, and where we continue to tackle poverty and inequality.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, your mums, your dads, your grands, your grandparents, your carers, and you yourselves, you all have experiences and things that you like about where you live and what you do in your school. But that doesn't mean we can't always hope and try to make things better. So, for example, to make the houses that we live in warmer and more environmentally friendly, to make the places where we live lots of green space where you can safely cycle and walk, lots of jobs and opportunities for people to learn new skills and earn good wages that give them a quality of life, to be able to buy things, to go holidays, to have nice things in life, nice cars, etc. And I think our job is to try and make sure that if we try to do that and make things better for everybody, every year, and for all those who come after us, they have a better quality of life than we did. To always aspire.
In 10 years' time, you will have had the opportunity to have made some big differences. I'll be 21 then. Can you explain what you hope I will see as different in my local community, Alverdre?
I suppose the best example I can give you would be Airdrie Town Centre. So South Bridge Street, down where Henderson's, the jewellers, etc. used to be. Your mums and dads will know what I'm talking about. When I was young, the town centre was a place for people to go. It was busy, it was vibrant, all the shops were full, and on a Saturday or Sunday, you often could go up there and spend the whole day and have lots of different experiences and things to do. But we all know that the town centre, the shops, many of them have gone. It's very hard for people to make money. Lots of people shop online these days, and the town centre isn't once as vibrant as it once was. I think part of my job is making sure that town centre comes back to life, that we bring in new things, cafes, leisure, more housing, parks, make it a better place to spend time, to enjoy life and to live and to learn. And therefore, perhaps when you're 21, you'll walk into Airdrie Town Centre and you'll see this really vibrant, exciting place, lots of happy and healthy people walking, people cycling, people enjoying life, going to well-paid jobs, and just really, really, really enjoying being people who live and learn in Airdrie.
Do you have any messages you would like to give to the children of St Andrews Primary?
Well, I got the opportunity to meet with many of the young children this afternoon. It brought back lots of wonderful memories. When you see you sitting in a classroom with your teacher, with your friends beside you, remember that some of those boys and girls, as I mentioned earlier, will be with you through your entire lives. You're making friends for life. And you all have different experiences, different journeys, but that's not to say you all can't be successful. And no matter where you come from, imagine where you can go to. That's the one message.
Thank you very much for joining us in the recording studio today. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
This was Ava McKee
and Dean Riley
on St Andrews Radio with Chief Executive of North Lanarkshire Council, Mr Murray.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to St Andrews Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.